Mark Pinto was an officer in the Marines during the Gulf War. Now he's getting a master's degree in photography at San Jose State. As part of our occasional series, What's Your Story?, we hear how photography has helped Pinto heal trauma that resurfaced 20 years after his service.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, so almost 18 years after the war, I started to experience anxiety, bouts of anxiety, and it was completely unusual for me. I couldn't understand. There was no consistent triggers. It would just suddenly hit me. I would become anxious. I felt like I wanted to stay in my home. I wanted to be away from everybody. I wanted to be isolated. I really wanted to be isolated. I did not want to see anybody. I wanted to work through what I, in my case, these crazy thoughts would enter my head, like, is the world crazy? Am I crazy? What's going on? Why is this happening? And it would go deeper and deeper. And I found myself kind of spiraling in these endless pursuits of questions that I'm never going to find answers to. The anxiety becomes worse and depression began, and eventually it led full-blown PTSD, which went all the way back to the war 20 years ago. And that's why I ended up going to the VA for psychological treatment. When the anxiety started, I didn't even go back to the war with it. I never once in my mind thought that this was caused by the war. I thought it could be caused by exhaustion or looking towards the future and starting a new, you know, getting my master's degree and then what next after that. Those seem more likely than the war, which was so far separated from me in time. I knew the one thing that brought me joy, the one thing that I could find sanity in, was the order of nature, this natural, beautiful order of nature. And I knew I could find that through the lens of the camera. Sure, I was living in Mountain View, and there's a lake at the end of Shoreline Drive called Shoreline Lake, and there's egrets that eat fish there, and it's an amazing place to watch. I can just get out of my car, and within a quarter mile or a half mile, I'm sitting on a bench, and right in front of me, this 4 foot or 5 foot tall egret is hunting or fishing, and with my lens on my camera, I can see, I have this beautiful window to witness some really amazing things. The relationship between the spiders or the insects, the birds, the fish, and my place in all of that is what brings me peace. And I think maybe it gives me a sense of, I do have a place, you know? Maybe all of us need to find that reassuring that in spite of the craziness that's going on in the world, and there is craziness that goes on in the world, that I do have a place in this world.
You can listen to this story again and hear others online. Look for the link to What's Your Story at our website, californiareport.org.